So sexual union is so important. As John Paul II said, it is the sacrament of the bridegroom and the bride. And it, and also John Paul II said in his Theology of the Body that it is all of marriage that constitutes that sacramental sign. So washing the dishes, rubbing the feet, whatever it is, going on vacations, but especially the conjugal union, this is a sign that launches us into that mystery of the bridegroom, Jesus Christ, and the bride is church. It's an analogy, and as John Paul II also says, it's the least inadequate analogy. No analogy is adequate to describe the mystery of Christ's love for his church and the mystery of heaven and all that, but it's the least inadequate. It means it's the best we got, okay?
Yeah.
And so it's very important to understand that that's why it's so pleasurable at times. But it's also to understand that's why it can be so difficult and intense, is because there is almost no other area in marriage in which the reality of giving yourself away and exchanging yourself with the other is so intimate and so vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And it demands a reduction in selfishness and objectifying the other totally. It is the training ground for self-giving love.
Hey everyone, thanks for joining us on this episode of The Catholic Gentleman. We are your host. I am John Heinen. We also have Devin Schaud. He's a speaker. He is an author, a great friend of mine. Devin, how are you doing today?
Doing all right. I'm excited about this topic.
Yeah, me too. And I think that's to start with, just a warning for our listeners, right? We're going to be talking about some adult content today. And I think it's really important that, at least a heads up is given, because we're talking about sex, and we're going to be talking about that which is most pure, which is most beautiful. We're not going to be casual or flippant about it, but I think it's so important because so many men have reached out to us. I mean, impossible to count the amount that have reached out to us with these concerns and with these issues. And so that's what we're going to be discussing today. But in particular, we're going to be discussing how to speak with your wife about sex. So if you like what we're talking here on the public edition of the episode, we're actually going to answer questions from our listeners on the inside of Catholic Gentleman Plus today. We love getting your questions. If you send them to us at podcast@catholicgentleman.com, there's a chance that we're going to play them here on air. I also want to thank our show sponsor, that's Exodus 90. Their event has started. Their big 90 days to transformation and liberation and freedom for men has started on January 20th, but it's not too late. We'll talk more about that later. And so finally, I was looking inside of Spotify. I was looking inside of Apple. And it's interesting how so many of our listeners, actually over 70% of our listeners, have never subscribed to our show. And so if you could do us a big favor, I'm just going to ask you to hit that subscribe button, and you know who you are. And what it's going to do is it's going to help the algorithm reach more men. And we're